In the meantime, Jobs and his team, Rubenstein, Fidel, Robin, Ive, were able to keep coming up with new versions of the iPod that extended Apple's lead. The first major revision, announced in January 2004, was the iPod Mini, far smaller than the original iPod, just the size of a business card. It had less capacity and was about the same price. At one point, Jobs decided to kill it, not seeing why anyone would want to pay the same for less. He doesn't do sports, so he didn't relate to how it would be great on a run or in the gym, said Fidel. In fact, the Mini was what truly launched the iPod to market dominance by eliminating the competition from smaller flash drive players. In the 18 months after it was introduced, Apple's market share in the portable music player market shot from 31% to 74%. The iPod Shuffle, introduced in January 2005, was even more revolutionary. Jobs learned that the Shuffle feature on the iPod, which played songs in random order, had become very popular. People liked to be surprised, and they were also too lazy to keep setting up and revising their playlists. Some users even became obsessed with figuring out whether the song selection was truly random, and if so, why their iPod kept coming back to, say, the Neville Brothers.